Moscow. Russia became the first country to formally recognize the Taliban government in Afghanistan since the group seized power in August 2021. The announcement came after Moscow removed the Taliban from its list of outlawed organizations, clearing the way for official diplomatic ties. The Russian Foreign Ministry confirmed it had received credentials from Afghanistan's newly appointed ambassador, Gul Hassan Hassan, marking a significant shift in international engagement with the Taliban administration. The ministry described the move as a step towards fostering productive bilateral cooperation between the two countries. Afghanistan's foreign ministry hailed the recognition as a historic breakthrough. Taliban Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi welcomed the decision, calling it a good example for other countries to follow. Since taking control of Kabul in 2021 following the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO forces, the Taliban has struggled to gain formal recognition on the global stage. While the group has established limited diplomatic relations and held talks with countries including China, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates, no nation had until now extended full diplomatic recognition. The Taliban government has remained largely isolated, primarily due to its human rights record and strict enforcement of Islamic law, particularly its severe restrictions on women and girls. Despite initial promises of more moderate governance compared to their previous rule from 1996 to 2001, the Taliban swiftly imposed bans on female education beyond sixth grade and barred women from most jobs and public spaces, including parks, gyms, and public baths. Russia's recognition follows a gradual policy shift in Moscow. In April, the Kremlin lifted its ban on the Taliban as a terrorist organization, signaling openness to formal engagement. Dmitry Jurnov, Russia's ambassador to Afghanistan, confirmed that the decision to grant official recognition was made by President Vladimir Putin, based on recommendations from Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. So far, the Taliban remains under significant international sanctions, and no other major powers have indicated immediate plans to follow Russia's lead. Russia's move, however, could open the door for increased economic and security cooperation with Afghanistan, particularly in areas of regional counter-terrorism and trade.